You know that tune means that it is the Garden Conversation time. But first, let me let you know that the Garden Conversation is underwritten in part by Jewel Gardens. Okay, there it is. Jewel Gardens in Skagway, in loving memory of Charlotte Jewel and her vision for gardens as a community space for peace, inspiration, and education. And we have with us today Leslie and Melissa.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, today we're going to talk about the community garden at the fairgrounds and also the upcoming plant sale. But I just have to say that one of the things I love about being here is we get beautiful days like the last few have been. And then just about the time that we're exhausted and tired, it rains. And so we get a little rest.
Summer's over.
And we get a little rest, and we don't have to water our gardens. So it works out really, really nicely. So let's talk first about the community garden at the fairgrounds. The community garden's a great spot for small-scale or new gardeners. It's a great chance to learn from others. It's time to learn to begin thinking about reservations for plots for this year. There are quite a few plots, I guess, that are available. Carolyn Ganner is the contact person, and she said, if you need a spot to garden this summer, the community garden at the fairgrounds has raised beds available.
Oh, and it's beautiful. They've put up a new fence and new beds. They really, really have done a lot.
It's a show place. Yeah, it's great. Anyway, so call her at 766-3143. If you want to reserve a space and to get some of the information. And if you're a returning gardener to the community garden and want to keep your beds from last year and haven't signed up for your space yet, please call right away because your spaces are about to get released. And again, the number to call, 766-3143. And this Saturday, May 12th, is the annual plant sale at the school cafeteria. The sale's from 10 to noon. The doors will open for growers only, not buyers, at 9 a.m. to do setup. We can use some volunteers to help with table setup and also with the cleanup. 10% of the proceeds goes to Haines Friends Recycling to cover the rental and advertising and other special event costs. So for more information, call me at 766-2185 or Aronson at aptalaska.net. Please, everyone, bring boxes to carry out your plants. There'll be veggies, flowers, perennials, houseplants, etc. We'll also have an area to sign up to become a gardening mentor or to learn from an experienced gardener. People who have been gardening for a long time and would like some help, would like to mentor a new gardener, can sign up on one side of the sheet. And people who are new to town or don't have much time to dedicate to gardening but want to get into it a little bit can sign up with a mentor gardener. And it's a great way for new people to learn about the microclimates because everybody's garden here is different. And so finding somebody that's got the same exposure, maybe a close neighbor, can really, really help. It's a great way to learn about gardening here. Leslie, you're one of the major growers for the plant sale this year. What sort of plants are you selling?
I've got a lot of vegetables and flowers, and I'm working with Erica Merklin. And I didn't do the plant sale last year, but she did, and I have a greenhouse, and so we decided to take advantage of the greenhouse and start things in the house, that nice and warm, and then as it warmed up a little bit more in the greenhouse, we started putting everything out there. So we have over 1,000 plants, maybe more like 1,800. It's
goodness.
So fun. It's a beautiful place. I want everyone to see it. Yeah. So we have every vegetable that we like. So we're just planning what we're going to grow, plus a lot extra for our friends and neighbors.
If I can just interject here, a lot of you out there, you know, have 6 extra tomato plants. Please do not be intimidated by Leslie's amount there. You can bring your 6 leftover tomato plants and sell those too.
But with intention, we planted 100 tomato plants because we wanted different varieties and we wanted several for ourselves. And anyway, so we've got quite a selection. It's been a lot of fun. We're not as meticulous with our marking as some other growers that I've seen. So We're not sure what exact varieties we have, but we have a pretty good idea. We know they're at least tomatoes. And there's probably a dozen different varieties. So,
okay.
We have tomatillos as well, which are going to be fun. And if you have an inside space, a tomatillo plant is really beautiful. And it's a kind of unique fruit that we don't always grow. And I grew them last year, and they make wonderful green salsa. Mm-hmm. And they're fun and different. Mm-hmm. And I have peppers. And last year, I grew a lot of peppers inside as well. And so one pepper plant can produce quite a bit. And they're pretty easy to grow. I thought they'd be harder, fussier, but they weren't.
They need the heat.
Yeah. So if you have a nice window space, or if you have a sunroom, mm-hmm. or if you have a greenhouse, Joni, I recommend peppers because they are easy to grow and easy to use because they're not as temperamental as a tomato and they last a little bit longer on the shelf.
And how hot are these peppers?
Well, I have different ones, some sweet peppers and some hot jalapenos and some different ones.
And you can chop up the peppers and freeze them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right,
And keep them. I've got some from last year still.
Right. So people who don't have greenhouses, we have tons of brassicas, which are the kale, cauliflower, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbages. We have a lot of those kind of plants that people can put anywhere and that are very friendly here and grow in wet summers like we had last year.
Mm-hmm. So, Leslie, did you start all of these in your greenhouse?
A lot of them were in the house to begin with, under light.
Yeah, right.
And then we moved everything outside. And I've been keeping them under blanket, even in the greenhouse.
Right.
But today I noticed that the temperature, I have a hygrometer, the temperature in the greenhouse did not drop below 50 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a really good sign because now plants will be happy outside. All the tomatoes are still in the house, but the other plants are outside and they won't need to be under blanket anymore if it stays above 50.
Mm-hmm.
Although the forecast does call for 38 next week.
Oops.
Nice. Low.
Oops. Don't get too excited there, folks.
Plants.
Yeah.
Keep your blankets. We have a lot of pumpkins and squashes, both the winter and summer squashes.
Wow.
We have I grow a lot of cucumbers in my greenhouse, so I have some cucumber plants, and cucumbers are also prolific. They're a lot of fun to grow if you have a place to trellis them. I've really enjoyed having fresh cucumber.
Mm.
Nothing like off the vine.
Oh, there's such a difference in taste.
Mm. Right. Right. And I sold those last year at the Salt and Soil, and it's just so fun to have a cucumber that's as fresh as cut off the vine today or yesterday, and it's just amazing because that's not what we buy in the store.
Everything fresh is better.
Yeah. So a lot of flowers, maybe not as many as the farm has in their little greenhouse now, but our flowers are coming, and we have a lot of beautiful sunflowers, tons of different varieties.
Do you have any flowers that are in bloom right now?
Nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing. I talked to a lot of other growers, friends, who are bringing plants on Saturday, and so I think there's just going to be a huge variety of things. Some of the people who have grown in the past are coming back with more because they also have gotten the bug of, like, let's spread the word. Let's grow a lot of food, and let's grow a lot of flowers. Yeah. And so I think there's going to be a lot of great plants.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking really good care of the plants we have, and so I know they're really healthy. And I think that the other people that I've talked to are also very conscientious about their plant care. And so you're just going to see a lot of really healthy plants there on Saturday.
Yeah, it should absolutely be great. So, yeah, everybody bring your extra plants. House plants, too. Are you going to have any house plants?
I have no house plants, but a lot of people last year did have house plants, mm-hmm. and they're fun to buy.
Mm-hmm.
Because, they're, you know, this time of year, it's nice to green things up. Did you see all the buds? So
it's
fun.
Like leaf day today.
I know, from yesterday.
Yeah.
Overnight.
Green out.
It just turned green.
We're having, like Fairbanks does, the green out day. Yeah, amazing.
It was dramatic.
Yeah. On the house plants, one thing that's really important to think about is that house plants will clean the air inside your home.
Mm-hmm.
And certain plants do better than others. NASA's done a lot of research on this. But what they recommend is one house plant for every 100 square feet of your home.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think about that, that can be quite a few plants.
That could be.
Yeah, and there'll be some that will be there for sale that I know are good NASA approved. there's a great book called Growing Clean Air that gives you a whole list of what works for that. So that
I wonder if NASA has any in the space station to clean that air.
That's where they did the research.
Ah.
I don't know if there's any in the space station, but they did the research pre space station mm-hmm. with the idea of long-term travel in space.
Beats that charcoal, huh?
Yeah, for sure. And Leslie, you'd mentioned something about labeling your plants. One of the things that we're going to have, one of the things we're going to have, I rescued from the hospice sale some Venetian blinds, mm-hmm. which you can cut into strips and make labels
for your
plants. And so we'll have that set up one place and people can come and make themselves some plant labels to take with them.
You're so creative, Melissa.
It's fun. You know, fun to think about ways to repurpose things.
Yeah, how my house got full of stuff.
Yeah, well, there is that, yeah. We'll have some displays up, too, on ways to do a lot of repurposing sorts of things for your garden. So, there are lots of great ideas.
Yeah,
so.
Good energy with gardening right now, especially we were talking about Google culture and mm-hmm. how people are starting to recognize that you can just pile up your old yard waste and actually make soil out of it or places for plants to grow. And it's just fun to see that people are catching on that, mm-hmm. you know, we can use cardboard outside because it breaks down and mm-hmm. it's a good weed block. And mm-hmm. I plant my potatoes on top of cardboard, which I've talked about. Mm-hmm. And I love it that we're starting to have a consciousness about it.
Yeah. Okay, could you explain how you plant your potatoes?
Oh, I put down cardboard over a patch that may have weeds in it that I don't want to grow up. And I plant the potatoes on top of the cardboard with other soil and seaweed and things like that, leaves. Mm-hmm. And it tends to block the weeds from growing up. But then eventually the cardboard breaks down. And it then becomes a good flower bed or a good garden bed later.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've used cardboard quite a bit.
Yeah.
It's under my whole greenhouse.
Right. So yeah. I just like that we're starting to think that way and the repurposing.
Yeah. Repurposing. Lots of. Yeah. Another thing I rescued from the hospice sale was a bunch of flat sheets. I went in just before the cleanup crew mm-hmm. came in on Sunday and got a bunch of flat sheets. And then yesterday I went out to my flower beds and put flat sheets down on all the pathways, mm-hmm. got a bale of straw and put that over the top, and now I won't have any weeds on my pathways for at least a year. I have to repeat that process every 2 or 3 years, but it's great. Yeah.
Yeah, and you can also use them for blankets over the plants. Mm-hmm. You don't need to have that special
remay.
Right.
Juice sheets.
Yeah, the remay works really well because it lets the light in and so on. But yeah, sheets will work. And
just keep if them we get that bit warm,
we get that 38 that Leslie's threatening next week. You know, something like sheets can
yeah,
really
your plants
help
need
that.
Some cover if it's that cold.
Yeah, absolutely. So we hope people will be coming to the plant sale on Saturday, 10 to 12 at the school cafeteria. We're opening the door for setup at 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. The sale begins at 10, and I think we're going to have lots and lots of things there. So, also on the community garden reminder, if you want a plot there, call Carolyn at 766-3143. And if you want to listen to this show or past shows, go to khns.org to Garden Conversation. And if you have questions, send them to gardens@khns.org. And thank you. We'll see you Saturday.
All right. Thank you so much.